Please be seated. So I thought that for the sermon this morning, we would do something slightly different. Rather than just listening to me talking, I thought, let's get you to do the work. So, I've got some important questions on the screen. And I want you just to take, you know, about 30 seconds to talk to the people around you, perhaps, about this burning question. And for those of you who can't see the screen, I will read it for you. Peppa Pig or Thomas the Tank Engine? Which is better? Okay, chat to the people around you, introduce yourself, make a new friend perhaps, and just have a think about which is the best. Okay, you all got an answer? You all settled among your little conversation pairs? That's good. Okay, here's the next one. I'm really reluctant to do this one. I probably shouldn't have picked this one. Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Discuss. And please, no violence. Who's better? Donald or the Hillary? I'm going to just move on swiftly from that. I'll be honest, I suspect many of us know the answer. Here's the next burning one. Now we're into the deep stuff now. Carrots or peas? Which do you prefer? A bowl of carrots or a bowl of peas? Talk to the people around you. Which do you prefer? Carrots and peas? Both is not an acceptable answer. Which is better? That's the question. None of this Anglican sitting on a fence nonsense. No, I want you to decide. Okay, here's the next one. And this one, you thought Donald or Hillary was controversial.
Oh.
Here we go. Arsenal or Tottenham? Which is better? There's only one answer for this one. That's right, Arsenal. Well done. Correct, Arsenal. Yes. This is bringing out all of the pent-up rage of all the football fans in this congregation. I must warn you, we are actually getting more controversial the further through we go. Because here's the next one, and this is a biggie. When you're having a cream tea, do you put the jam first and then the cream? Or the cream first and then the jam? Is it cream and jam or jam and cream? Jam and cream. Jam and cream. I'll be honest with you, as long as there's jam and cream, I'm pretty happy, but I'm actually out of interest for the rest of them. The rest of them I'm not so bothered. This one, hands up if you put the jam on the bottom. Hands up if you put the cream on the bottom. Ooh, there's more people here who put the cream on the bottom. Interesting. That means nothing, but I'm just fascinated by useless stuff. Okay, and here is the last one. See, I've got a beard, but I didn't used to have a beard. Do you think I'm better with or without the beard? This is very difficult for you not to see these pictures, Choir. I'm afraid of that. You'll just have to picture me without a beard. That was the last time I was clean shaven. Yeah. Fairly even, Mitch. Which do you prefer? I mean, I've really set myself up with this one, actually, really. This could potentially be very dangerous as you go out. Don't tell me. I've got a beard and I'm sticking with it for the moment. Now, you might be sitting there going, well, that was all very interesting, but what has this got to do with our service this morning? Now, we've had two readings from the Bible. We had one reading from Job, where Job says, despite all of the rubbish stuff that's happening to him, despite all of those bad things, where he says, I know that my Redeemer lives. And we had another reading with Jesus, where he's approached by some Sadducees. Sadducees were a group of people who were sort of the religious leaders. But they were a group, a small group, who said, there's no resurrection. This life is all there is. That's it. End of. We're done. And so they asked Jesus a question. And their question was a trap for Jesus. They were trying to trick him. Now here's the thing. It is perfectly possible for us as Christians to disagree on stuff. That happens. You just need to look at the big wider world. Some Christians think one thing, some Christians think another thing. It's possible for us to agree or disagree. Because we know that our Redeemer lives. We might disagree on some stuff, but we can all agree that Jesus is our Redeemer. By him dying and rising again, he invites us to new life. There might be times when we are happy, and there might be times when we're sad. And there will be times when you might find yourself in church sitting next to someone who's sad and you're feeling happy. Or there might be times when you find yourself in church sitting next to someone who's happy and you're feeling sad. All of these things happen. And all of that is okay, because we know that our Redeemer lives. Do you know, there's all of these things that we can agree or disagree on. But there's one really important truth. And when Jesus was trying to be trapped by the Sadducees, he just came out and told them the truth. And that truth is that there is more. That there is hope for the future. That it doesn't just end here. That God has a better story in store for you and for me. That there is more. Job knew that, despite all of the rubbish that was happening to him. And Jesus knew that, even though it was a trap of a question, he was still able to know that there is a future and a hope. And Jesus knew that because it was in him that God would make that hope real. And we know that because we've got Jesus. And we know that although he died, after 3 days, he rose again and invites us into that new life. We know that our Redeemer lives. And in him is everything that we need. All of those things gather together in Jesus. And that is the hope of the gospel. That's our hope and our truth.